The Oscars of Food are coming up. The James Beard Awards will take place May 6th in Chicago. And one of the nominees for Outstanding Chef is Ashley Christensen of Raleigh, North Carolina. She has five restaurants there: Pools, Beasley's Chicken and Honey, Chuck's, Fox Liquor Bar, and Death and Taxes. She's also got a private event and teaching loft called Bridge Club. Ashley Christensen joins us now. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here today.
Well, let's talk about you and how you started in this line of work in the first place. Why did you set out to be a chef?
Sure. You know, I grew up in a home where food was just tremendously important, and both my folks worked, you know, full-time jobs, and one of the most important things in our day was gathering at the end of the day for a meal. And, you know, the weekends, we spent a ton of time in our giant gardens and getting to really understand the process of food. And when I headed to Raleigh to go to school at North Carolina State University, it was the first thing that I sort of brought back into my practice. I started cooking meals. And I think we do that because we want to bring back parts of home that make us most comfortable. And then I became really comfortable cooking. And, you know, I was at NC State on a full scholarship. And I consider dinner parties sort of my second scholarship. So All my friends would chip in. I really enjoyed the cooking, but then it became so clear to me that my favorite part was handing the food over and watching the way that it made people feel. And I think that's a real natural extension of hospitality and the greatest work of restaurants.
Like, give me an example of that. What, do you remember, like, a dish that you served that you were really proud of, that you loved watching how people experienced it?
Yeah, I'll say one of the early things at, like, age 19, one of the things that my dad has always been really great at is making something that people think that they don't like and finding a way to share it in a way that they do. And So my dad made a lot of eggplant parmesan. And I remember watching my dad do this and how he would salt the eggplant and, you know, how he would do the steps of breading it and frying it and just all everything that went into, like, the all-day tomato sauce. And so I could really just sort of channel my memories of watching him do that. And I think eggplant is one of those things that, like okra, it has a 50-50. People either love it or they hate it. So it was really fun to feed, you know, 16 young folks an amazing, you know, handmade eggplant parmesan and watch it kind of open everybody's mind up to something that they liked that they didn't know they liked.
And as you learn along the way and throughout your career, is it about learning the skills that you need or going out and experiencing what other chefs are doing and getting influenced by them? Or is it just about sort of trial and error? Where do you learn the most about your craft?
I think it's everything that you just said. You know, I think there's so much to learn, like, from every experience and exchange. And I think the most important thing as a cook or a chef, and certainly as a leader, is to just be really open to those ideas and those experiences. You know, I'm often asked about, like, mentors, and that list is just endless for me. And I think that's one of the real gifts of hospitality, is that it's this it's a constantly a new language, but there's always something that connects us. And then I think certainly we're always working to hone the skills that we feel like are brought to us by traditions practiced by our families, or, you know, foods we love, or things that we just really enjoy making. But then there's just, you know, for me as an employer, which is absolutely my favorite part of what I do now, we have a company of all set about 270 employees. And I wake up every day and I get to learn so much from the folks who surround me. And then as far as getting out and seeing other folks, I spend a ton of time on the road traveling and cooking, you know, various charitable events, and sometimes events that are just about, you know, celebrating food with a number of different chefs. And there is so much to be learned when you get off an airplane, walk into a new community and see what matters to that place. But then also when you get to go into those kitchens, I think just watching, you know, a cook, you know, approach his or her work, that's one of the greatest things about this field, is you're never done. There's always something to learn. There's always a new perspective, and it just keeps it so exciting and so fulfilling.
Now, your restaurants are in Raleigh, North Carolina. What is unique about Raleigh when it comes to food?
For me, what's unique about this place is how it's become this incredible food city. And one of my goals has always been to be, you know, a little bit wild and taking chances and things on things that we believe in, and hoping that that'll be something that inspires others to take a chance and, you know, open the restaurant that they want to open, and to do it thoughtfully and carefully, but to really believe in this place if you love it. And then I think anyone who is cooking in this area would tell you that one of the most special parts about being here is our connection to the coast, and then all the unbelievable agriculture that surrounds us. There's just so many people putting hard work and great energy into all the wonderful things that we get to work with. And then to top it off, we live in a place where we truly experience seasons, which what can be more inspiring to creative dishes? And every week there's something new and there's something fun to be inspired by and to work with.
What is the biggest challenge that you have faced over the years? And I'm asking that because you've got five restaurants there in Raleigh. A lot of people can't even make one restaurant happen, and it's very difficult to have five. So what's been your biggest challenge over the years?
Well, and we're building a new one. We got a construction meeting this afternoon for the next one. So, you know, for me, I think the most challenging period of time was that first jump of growth. So, you know, going from Pool's Diner, where we had, you know, I think about 26 employees. The next project that we opened was actually three projects in one. So it was a lot of growth at one time. And, you know, in hindsight, it was growth that I was not prepared for. And so it was really, you know, a difficult, very frustrating, and honestly, like, quite depressing time for me. And then we sort of took a step back and brought in some incredible folks to help us build an executive team. And that was, you know, very expensive to go back and do. But now we're in such an amazing place. And that's something that I always want to be available to talk with folks who are thinking about opening more projects, because I think a lot of people do it now. And the worst thing that could happen is that any of us make it just look easy, because it's not. Mm-hmm. So I always want to share our experiences and advise folks on, you know, things like, you know, how to build an executive structure, the extreme importance of investing in HR, and then just, you know, really how to build those systems in a way that everyone has the support they need, and most of all, that within each shop that you're opening, that you have the time and resources to mentor the incredible leaders who will be responsible for those shops.
And what about the time and resources to just have a life outside of work? I know that's a difficult thing for people in your industry.
That's a really difficult thing. You know, and I think one of the things that is a little bit challenging is we all love the work so much that we sometimes blur the lines, you know, to think, well, there's so much joy in my job that I don't necessarily always think of it as work. So mm-hmm. It's okay for it to soak up these many hours. And we've had to really revisit that. As a company, we believe that people who are happy at home are happier at work, and I think that's tremendously important. So this has been a big process for us that we've been pulling apart. We've really made huge strides, and right now I think we're running the strongest company that we've ever run. And, you know, I'd love to have all the folks that are with us who are just crushing it every day and doing such a great job. I'd love to think that we could work together as long as possible. But one of the things that's most important to me, people will inevitably leave, and I want to put great leaders out into the industry who truly understand how to run a business and to mentor others to do the same.
Okay, finally, Ashley Christensen, I just want to ask you a quick lightning round of a few questions. First of all, what is your favorite food?
It's such a tough question, but if I had to choose one thing that I think about most, it's a perfectly ripe tomato. Behind that, I'd put field peas and a beautiful roast chicken.
Mm, sounds delicious. And what is the best meal you've had at a restaurant that you don't own?
Well, locally speaking, my two favorite local restaurants are Brewery Bavana and Garland, and I think they are just incredible, and every time I eat there, it's just better and better. I really enjoy those places. We had an incredible meal in Paris about a year and a half ago at Le Doyen, and everyone at the table at one point had tears in their eyes. It was just one of those one of those meals. I love it.
And finally, if there is some young potential future chef listening to this right now, what's your one piece of advice to them?
I think so many people have the dream of opening a restaurant, and it's really important to take the time while you're working for and with others to soak up as much knowledge as you can. I think that the industry is different than it's ever been before, and that great leaders want to open up their books and share with you all the hard lessons and all the things to look forward to.
That is restaurateur and chef Ashley Christensen of Raleigh, North Carolina. She is a semifinalist for the James Beard Award for Outstanding Chef this year. Thank you so much for talking with us, and best of luck.
Thanks.
And we've got one of her recipes at hereandnow.org. It's asparagus and oyster mushrooms with sherry and cream. hereandnow.org.